180 degrees.
Good afternoon, podcast audience. Ohio Valley District, Kentuckiana District, and of course, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. I'm going to use my podcast today to address the elephant in the room, and that elephant being my past service years as a postal service manager. That topic seems to surface more and more often, so hey, let's put it on center stage and let's have an intelligent conversation about that. I spent roughly 25, 26 years in postal management. I reached a level as high as level 23. I've been on details as high as level 25, 26. If any member thinks that is a negative when it comes to me coming to the other side of the table to now regulate for the union instead of against the union, if I don't understand why we can't see the positive in that. We spend a lot of time focusing on the negative, but let's take a second here and let's look at the positive spin that wealth of information that I have acquired in 25 years in postal management. Let me show you how that's going to benefit the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, particularly Local 304. Now, you have to understand, if I spent 25 years in management, you can ask around, and I'm certain most of the managers who have ever worked for me will tell you I'm dedicated, I'm hardworking, I am a stickler for rules and regulations. So when you take that, no matter which forum you put that particular skill set in, it's going to be true to whatever the concept is. In other words, when I'm a manager, understanding rules and regulations is paramount at my level. It is extra important that I teach that skill set to the subordinate supervisors. As a union president, it is just as paramount that I understand that, and again, that I teach it to branch presidents and stewards. So if you look at it, being competent in leadership and understanding rules and regulation is really what this campaign is about. There are a certain faction, very small, but they have a medium range voice, that think because I serve years in management that there is no way I am certified or qualified to be to be a local president of a National Postal Mail Handlers Union. And I say, if you look at it intellectually, nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, I would think that members would want a local president at the head of negotiations for the local who understands management's position in most cases better than they do. Do you not see how it is so much easier for me to prepare to go against management's positions and win? I taught management a lot of the positions they hold on to today. You think I can't overcome that? Do you think I don't have a process that's going to far surpass what it was I taught management years ago? My skill set have gotten sharper as a result of I just retired from becoming a senior instructor, a course writer for the United States Army. Yes, I teach Army logistics to thousands of soldiers. And if you were to, and some of them are postal, and if they were to let you know about my teaching skills and my compassion, again, it just transfers from postal management, it transferred over to the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. While it has always been a centerpiece of my military career, which spanned 38 years, I just retired
from the military, not post office.
Listen to what I'm saying, folks. If for some reason you have had interaction with me and I've not been satisfying as far as what it was I was supposed to do for you as a union issue, then I understand you having a very negative look. I don't understand it, but I'm okay with you having a very negative outlook on Ken Hodge. But if you've never dealt with me, and all you're going by is the fact of what you've heard, not what anyone said, one has ever shown you, what you've heard, well, I mean, that's pretty narrow-minded on your part. You made a conscious decision, some of you, and I'm pretty much talking to a very small group in Dayton, Ohio. You made a conscious decision not to like a person because of what you heard, not what was proven to you. And let me say this to you. It is, I mean, you know, I don't tell you what you can and cannot do, but it's perfectly natural that you would want to support Macklemore. I get he came out of your branch. I get that. But all this, Ken Hodge is not qualified or competent. I have no clue where that comes from, because let me tell you something. The organizational structure at the level of management that I performed at will far surpass what we're doing right now at a local president's level. Trust me when I tell you that. Let's stop and maybe have a conversation with Ken Hodge. Maybe listen to a postal podcast or two, because I tell you that my dedication is to the mail handler craft. And again, there will be many mail handlers in Columbus, Ohio, that will tell you that there is no one that goes against management with the vigor that Ken Hodge does. So again, I'm not saying that it's a hand-down race for me in Columbus, Ohio. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is the members in Columbus, Ohio know Kenny Hodge will fight for you, and fight for you rather hard. In fact, very hard. I don't think that can be denied. So I only bring that up to say stop trying to compare me to postal management with respect that I owe them something. Stop trying to compare my past as a postal manager with if I get elected president, that there's some kind of compensation that I want to do for postal management. No, but instead of looking at the possibility of Ken Hodge doing that, again, let's look at some factual things that has taken place that no one seems to care about right now. Let's look at the decision in Youngstown to bring additional casuals over cap that was detrimental to the Youngstown, Ohio mail handlers. Okay, let's look at a situation in Columbus, Ohio, where again, same union and management official involved, bought 50 additional casuals over cap into the Columbus, Ohio processing plant. Now, to me, because apparently the folks that are looking at this vision is not as clear as it should be, but to me, those moves, increasing complement, were not necessarily, you didn't have to do it in Cleveland and in Columbus to hurt regular mail handlers. See, that would be something that I would look at as that's pro-management. But the members who support the president, they look at that as, okay, whatever, but let's talk about Ken Hodge because he used to be management. Come on, folks. Let's evaluate this situation correctly. And I want to say to the small faction that think because, for no other reason other than because I was a manager, that I cannot be
a local union president. And to those people, I want to say to you, when you get up Sunday morning, because I'm pretty sure most of you are into this routine, and when you go to church and you praise God in church, and you've got your Bible in your hand, maybe your spirit, if that's the routine you follow, might lead you to the book of Saul, the book of Paul. What do we want to call him, Saul, or we rather call him Paul? You see, you praise and you honor Saul because he became Paul, but my past was nowhere near anything on that scale. But when it comes to me, you want to look at me as if because I was management, I must always be management. Come on, do some soul searching, folks. If you believe the story about the warrior Saul on his way to Damascus, having a life-altering experience with the Most High to such an extent that it changed his name from Saul to Paul. Notice, it changed his name. He is still who he was. He changed his name and got a new vision. And to this day, you look at him as an honored man. But when it comes to Ken Hodge, because of my past, instead of understanding it's going to be so much a convenient, it's going to be so helpful as we get on this road of negotiation with management in the future, instead of looking at it as, okay, that's what it was and this is where we are now, you still won't allow yourself to give me the same compassion that you give Saul or Paul, depending on how you view the particular story. Hey, listen, that's my podcast for this afternoon. I'd like to get in front of issues, and I ask the voting members, don't allow yourself not to support Ken Hodge 180 degrees simply because I spent 25 years in management. If you don't like my platform, I understand you not supporting or not voting, but don't allow yourself to miss an opportunity to be part of a great opportunity for Local 304 because people tell you I used to be manager. That's a fact, and I was a very good manager, and I'm going to be an excellent local president. Have a great day.